good afternoon and welcome. I have no clue who you are or why you are here, but we'll find out shortly. Right, and your name is, sir?
He's Lincoln Bob, former councillor of Tumpuna, Arima, under Mayaro George Hadid.
Mm-hmm.
He has a doctoral candidate at Loch Jack, Arthur Loch Jack, consultant at Odyssey Consulting, headed by Mr. Anthony Watkins, co-founder of Winnow Consultants Associates. So, you're going to tell us why we are in talking to you this afternoon, because it has been rather sudden.
All right. Now you're going to Malta, yes?
Yes, I'm going to Malta
on the 20th for a conference, mm-hmm. right? On the 20th and 21st of November.
Yes.
So this is why you're here mainly?
Yes, to basically speak about what it is I'm actually getting involved in, and they thought that it was necessary for me to come and let Trinidad and Tobago know, you know, what we're doing.
So what is the conference you'll be attending? You're going to present a paper.
Yes.
Right? And what is the conference you'll be attending?
It's the local, the Commonwealth Local Government Conference.
All right.
It's going to be held on the 20th
and 21st. The paper you are going to deliver is based is what?
It's a derivative of something called the triple helix concept. While I was a counselor at Arima, we were looking to find ways and means how we could improve the functionality of the corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And we were exploring different ways in which we could do that. One of it was looking at the competencies of the people within the corporation.
Right.
And then also we got like a consultant to come in and also help with certain things. But through this process, I was continually looking to find ways that we could constantly be generating knowledge and innovation within the corporations. And I started to read up and I realized that the triple helix is something that we might want to embrace.
What is the triple helix?
But the triple helix is a concept of to spur on innovation. It was developed by a Stanford professor called Professor Ekovitz.
Mm-hmm.
He was looking at ways in which three entities can work together and develop that innovation. The three entities would be the government, the universities or research institutions,
mm-hmm.
as well as the industry. What I made, the derivative comes in when I decided that I would replace industry with the corporations and have the corporations work more with the universities to get information of how you do a box drain in a particular way, how you do proper town planning and those sorts of different mm-hmm. things. And the government would have been the entity that would have been looking to get legislation and policies and put those in place to keep the triple helix together. There was also another addition that I made, which is the addition to the derivative, which is called the IMF board, but it's not IMF as we usually speak about. It's the Interaction, Monitoring, and Feedback Board,
uh-huh.
where you actually look and see how the knowledge is actually being developed within that sphere and see how, if we could channel it to overall regional development and national development. And those things would have developed the competencies within the corporation and further make them be able to be more efficient, more effective as we move forward.
Interesting.
Right.
A very interesting concept.
And for how long you'll be there for?
I'll be there on Monday and Tuesday. I'll be coming back probably on Tuesday.
And are you going to make your expertise and your theories and your paper available to the local government bodies?
Yes. Well, actually, once I spoke to the Prime Minister about it, and he directed me when Mr. Franklin Khan was the local government minister. I made a presentation to him. I also made a presentation to the education minister, which is Mr. Anthony Garcia,
mm-hmm.
as well as some other bodies, trying to see if I could get the idea out there. So I've been working on this for a few years now, trying to see mm-hmm. if I could get those kind of concepts.
Now, it is interesting because one of the things that, of course, is being discussed more and more is local government reform.
Yeah.
And if something like this could be probably incorporated into that whole, you know, reform, you know, ways to continually, you know, encourage innovation and new knowledge and so forth to help to move regional governance forward, this would be, you know, yeah, really.
So have you been, do you think you have impacted the local government reform process at all? Because they did have consultations throughout the country.
No, I didn't have consultations throughout the country.
No, regional, the regional.
They did have consultations.
There were consultations held by the government. Yeah.
Yes, but I this concept is still new, and we are still kind of fleshing it out. So it's a kind of working paper.
Yeah.
And so it's trying to see how best I can get it out there. And so what I did eventually is send the information to the Commonwealth, and they say they were very interested in me coming up there. And that's how it is. That is
the opportunity.
I am pushing it also.
All right. So when you make this presentation on the 21st and 22nd, what are the expected outcomes for you?
For me, I would like. I mean, I want to one first and foremost. I would like to portray Trinidad and Tobago as one of those countries that can actually bring new ideas to the table and be global leaders and in those type of things like governance. I also would like to also make connections with other people so they would have their ideas and that could also be fed back to Trinidad and Tobago in overall development of this country. So those are some of the things, make some linkages as also get our ideas out there, get feedback, bring it back to the country and see if I could channel that into overall development of the nation.
Very, very ambitious. I was saying just yesterday to Dr. Terence Farrell that if there's one thing I'm not worried about is the young people of Trinidad and Tobago.
Mm-hmm.
And here you are giving, you know, providing evidence to that truth that the young people in Trinidad and Tobago are going to be the ones to really carry this country forward.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? So let me say congratulations to you. Let me wish you all the best on your journey to Malta. When do you leave?
I leave on Friday,
mm-hmm.
Based on flights and everything, and I should get in there by Sunday.
I'm sure you're very excited.
I am. I think it's something I've been working on for quite a while, and to see that it has reached at this stage and people are interested in it and everything, it really gives me an extra boost to continue.
Right, good. Nice.
And when you come back, you've already started, you've wet your feet into politics already.
Yes.
Do you continue to be interested in politics, to delve in politics?
Well, yes. As far as I'm concerned, I'm trying my best to see how best I can focus on national development,
mm-hmm.
wherever that my skills or abilities are required. I'm willing to
you're willing share, to serve
to serve to share to do all these different things to try and see if I can get Trinidad moving even faster.
All right, fantastic. And let me say all the best to you,
Lincoln
Mr.
Bob.
Mr. Lincoln Bob. Mm-hmm. And go and make Trinidad and Tobago proud.
Yep.
I will try my utmost best.
All right.
I will.
All the best to you.
All the best.
Thank you.